Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're going to talk with Rhonda Gadsden here on 104.3 FM, WQAM, Miami sports leader. He's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. OG, longtime receiver for the Dolphins, longtime friend of the program. And his son, Rhonda II, is a rookie tight end with the Chargers. He had another couple catches this weekend, adding to his preseason
nephew.
Did you go out to L.A. to watch them, OG?
No, I watched it at home. Yell at my own TV, you know?
I didn't see any of it because we were out. How did he play?
Well, better than he did the first week. You know, I think he's acclimating to the speed and the, you know, I guess the reads that are going on. He just moved more fluently. You know what I mean? Like the first time he was trying to figure out, like, am I right? You know, and so now he looks like he's getting more comfortable. So, you know,
who's throwing to him? I'm assuming Justin Herbert isn't playing at all.
No, it was Trey Lance and Tyler Heineken.
Like his name's Heineken.
Do you know,
it's funny you just said it. I didn't think about it until you said it. You coached him, you know, you watched him come up. You know when he's comfortable and when he's not comfortable in different things, like, because you know his body language?
Yeah. I know how he thinks or processes the game at this time in this situation. After he gets comfortable, like if you see it, you would tell too. You would know too. Like, you know, when you got a wham block, you know what I mean? Like he coming over because he in that sparky position and he got to wham that in. And the first game he was like catching. You know what I mean? This game he was kind of like, I'm gonna just go ahead. This the right guy. Like I'm not worried about the linebacker that's gonna overflow or overhang. I'm taking the, you know, closest guy. I'm taking the inside guy. And so you can see that. And on the routes, like I told him last week, like, yo, you're running through the linebackers, you know, like when he running the crossing route, and they hanging him up. They holding him and grabbing him and, you know, taking him too long. I'm like, yo, you got to get through there. Like, you got to be, you know, kind of aggressive and ferocious to get through there because they can't hold you up. And second of all, these third-string dudes, you think Fred Warner going to just hold you like that? No, he'll put you on the ground. Like, yo, you got to go through there. Like, you got to run through there. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, so he looked a little better this week, you know, running through and doing it. I think, you know, he's kind of getting the hang of it.
Because when you played with Marino, obviously, if he expected you to be somewhere on the field – you better be there. You couldn't run back to the huddle and say, hey, they got in my way.
Yeah, no, that wasn't it. You know, you have to adapt to the situation. You know, he always used to tell us the joke was you had to be Linda Blair, you know, on the out routes because he's throwing it. You know what I'm saying? Like, and he's not going to be wrong. They're not going to be like, Dan, you threw a bad pass. They're going to be like, I ran a bad route. So, you know, you had to adapt. Like, you know, like, hey, look, I tell people all the time, the comeback was 15 yards. But, you know, Dan throwing the ball, like, you know what I mean, like, early. Like, I mean, it may not be early for him, but it's early for me, right? So I used to run the comeback at 12 yards, and then I'd get the other three on the back end on the run after the catch. I run through 15 and come back the ball on the ground, and they looking like, what's up? Like, you know what I mean? Like, bro, I you know, I just couldn't get there that fast, so I ran mine at 12, and then I'm going to carry somebody or run over somebody for the other three. So when we go on film on Monday, be like, but I got the 15 yards. No, you're supposed to run through 15. Because, you know, Jimmy, then you got Jimmy circling you with the red pen. You looking like a dumbass in the meeting.
That would have been great to see, man. Aronde Ganson. So Dolphins preseason, they were in Chicago on Sunday. Did you see anything? Can you glean anything from preseason game one? I thought Tua looked good. I thought, people were complaining about the backup quarterbacks. Can you really tell anything about the backup quarterbacks when they're playing behind backup O-lines and they're playing with backup offensive weapons as well?
Yeah, you know, you have to kind of take something out of it. I think this is where, we get into a little trouble. You know, and when I say trouble, I'm just thinking of us, one, as fans and media, and two, you know, you have to think of players. Like, you know, they got guys out there trying to make the team. So, you know, it's not like I'm not trying to catch the ball. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to run the route. But, you know, what happens to us, like what happened the last few years, is now we get the guy who's the backup, you know, been throwing to maybe Washington or somebody else, you know, and now he got to throw to Tyreek. Different speed. You know, the game coming a little different, and this is what I'm telling Aronde. Like, you're running through there, and you got to feel, you got to imagine those guys as the starters. Because when you get in, you're the backup, and, you know, Tua had some bad sushi, and now his stomach hurt, and now you got to go in. Like, the thing going to be moving a whole lot faster than it moved against the Bears that you 24-24, you know what I mean? Like, you gotta speed it up. You gotta go at game time speed. Like, this is a real game. Like, I'm throwing it. Like, if they ain't there, that ain't my fault. That's their fault. You know, you have to find a way to speed yourself up and make yourself feel like you're playing. I know you want the completions and you want to look good, but you have to, you know, you have to play the middle. You know, I'm gonna have to go air to the side. Like, I'm the starter playing against them guys. So you really can't. You really have to feel like, all right, this is the backup guy. Like, at some point in 18 games, we may see that guy in the game. And it just didn't look good. It just didn't look good. Like,
you're talking about two backups. You're talking about Ewers and Zach Wilson.
Yeah, Zach Wilson. First of all, take off the zero, bro. You can't be a quarterback with zero on. You got no respect in the huddle with zero, bro. Like, what is that? What is that with zero on? Come on, bro.
Do you think that both his eyes work? You think he can see out of both his eyes?
Well, you guys are being hard on the guy after one preseason game.
Hey, man, that tight end was open for a touchdown, man. He threw the ball like over the defensive man, the ball hit the ground before. Come on, he wide open. Like, come on.
Yeah, that one was ugly. Yeah. I can't defend
that one. Come on, bro. Like, give me a – take the zero off, first of all. Get a one in front of it or one behind it or something. Can't be out there a quarterback with zero. Nobody taking you seriously when you got a zero on that quarterback. Nobody.
So you go into the huddle and your quarterback's calling a play and you look at his number and it says zero, you just immediately tune him out?
Nah, I just give him that, that emoji with a hand on the top of the head. Like, oh, boy, look at this dude. You know what I mean? I saw it the other day because Channing, we had a meeting. I don't know if you knew, we had a meeting at the stadium and watch party. We voted on the board of directors for the Dolphin alumni. You weren't there, obviously, so we couldn't vote for you. But anyway,
did I get a vote? I ain't get no votes.
No, you didn't get a vote because Nat put on the letterhead in big bold prints you couldn't be voted for if you weren't there. So.
Man,
I don't think you can't. You didn't come to mind. But we watched it after we did that. We watched the game, and when he came in the huddle, I'm like, who has zero on? They're like, oh, that's Zach Wilson. We already know what he did with the Jets. That's the quarterback, Zach Wilson. With zero on, man. I don't know, bro. There's got to be a law against that.
Doesn't sound like he won over the alumni in game one.
No, I just got to get a guy. You know, it's crazy.
OG, something we talked about, though, with okay, you a big dude. You what, 6'3"? You played at like 220. Your son is gigantic. What low, OG? 6'4", 6'5", 230? Do the Dolphins need a bigger receiver? Because, like, Tyreek is 5'10", Waddle's 5'10", Malik Washington is 5'8". Do they have to have a big receiver? Because I like big receivers, but they don't seem to have that guy.
Yeah, you know, I thought that too. I still think that, obviously, because, you know, I'm a big guy. First of all, if they got all these tight end issues, we had a tight end. I don't know what happened, but anyway. You know, I think they do, but I think, you know, they, you know how it happens. Like, they had to chase Claypool and now they sour on the thing. You know what I mean? We had a big guy, we tried him, it didn't work. You know what I mean? But it's still odd to me, being a big receiver, to see them throw a fade to Tyreek. Like, it ain't really a fade at that point. Like, it's a race to the pylon. You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't, you know, it just don't look the same. You know, I'm not afraid of Tyree winning the jump ball. I mean, Tyree winning the jump ball. If I'm a DB, now I'm winning, you know, he give me a little slant look and then he beat me to the pylon. Okay, but as far as him out jumping me, I mean, they all, you know, the same, but, you know, it's different. And so that's one of the reasons, you know, that the offense is made for, it's a Mike McDaniel Tua-made offense. You go in the huddle and, you know, I don't know what you want to call it, 989, you got two fades outside, but you know it's not a real fade. You know what I'm saying? You're not throwing the ball up high and I'm going to look back before him, I'm going to jump and get him. Tyreek just going to beat you to the pylon. Like, you know, it's kind of different, but obviously in the offense, they don't, you know, they don't care about the size of the receiver. They care about the speed, and I guess that's what we're doing. I don't know. What's the tallest guy got at this point? Like 6'1", 6'2", maybe?
6'2", yeah. Westbrook Akine, yeah. 6'2".
Yeah. He's been there a while too, huh? Oh no, he came from Tennessee. I was thinking about the guy from Texas Tech. Yeah. Westbrook. Yeah, he infamous for dropping that pass against the Ravens. Tennessee could have went to the soft Super Bowl. I remember that. But go ahead.
I was gonna ask you, OG. Everybody's making a big deal about toughness, and we've talked about it a million times with you as well. And now the Dolphins get to go have some joint practices with the Lions. What are we expecting here in these joint practices? Because it seems like they got punked a little bit by the Bears. Are we expecting the Dolphins to come out on the other end, a tougher team? Like, is that realistic in preseason? You have joint practices in a preseason game with a quote-unquote tough team, and then you come out on the other end better for it. But do you buy into that?
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kinda. I mean, but this is like a mismatch. It's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think, you know, it's true. Your team takes the, you know, characteristics of your coach, and, you know, Dan Campbell against McDaniel is, that's a mismatch. You know what I'm saying? That ain't, you know, I don't think we gonna out physical them. You know, we can out execute them, but out physical them, and, you know, obviously they just as fast as we are, so that's a tie. You know, usually we kind of faster than everybody else, but that's a tie. Like, you know, it's just different characteristics when you try to out physical somebody or out execute them. Like, if we gonna be brute, you know, I'm not thinking about the plays, I'm just gonna maul everybody in front of me, you know what I mean? But if we think about plays, then I gotta use some technique to get around, to get, you know, get by you, and that's just a different mindset. So I don't think we have that mindset, because the coach don't, you know, give the mindset. We got a coach that wear joggers. Like, how can we out physical somebody? You know what I mean? Like, it's just different. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's different. That's the reason why I think that there's no way we're gonna even have, you know, playoff Super Bowl aspirations until we get a home field advantage. Because, you know, like 2 years ago, I think when we had to go to Kansas City, it's going to be 27 degrees. It's just no way possible that we are going to, our mentality's not that, You know what I'm saying? Like they gonna run the ball, and just the mentality, you know, is tough. And that's why I keep on bringing up the Buffalo game. You know, when you see on the schedule, you play the Buffalo in Buffalo after December 21st. You know, it's just not the mentality. Like, you know what I mean? They throwing snowballs at the TV people. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we just don't have that mentality. They jumping off tables. We just don't have that mentality. We used to.
Different time.
You know, different time. Like the Chargers, the other day I watched the game, we got a 280-pound fullback. Like, you know, they running the ball. You know what I'm saying? The fullback to
a used him, like, at the goal line on Sunday.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, they just running the ball. So I think the mentality is different when you get players like that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, we tried the big dudes because they were like, well, 18, you know, when he get inside the five, you know, he ain't jamming him up in there. He ain't running between the tackles. You need to get a big back. You know what I'm saying? And Ollie Gordon did decent. I know the other back got hurt. Hopefully he's all right. You know, he got a situation going on. Hopefully he gets better. But you know what I mean? Like, if we had that mentality, oh, we giving the ball to A-Chain, we getting in. Like, you know, obviously Tua not going to do, you know, we're not going to do the quarterback sneak with Tua because, you know, he might get jammed up. Now we can't even give it to A-Chain. Our mentality not to overpower and be brute. We got to out-execute everybody.
But, OG, that first series, how did you take that first series inside the five, three runs in a row? It almost was like I'm trying to show you toughness, and it didn't work. So, and we all know it didn't work. Did you like the approach?
I 100% thought in the third one we was going to play action and throw the ball to a tight end running wide open in the end zone. 100%.
I thought a naked boot for Tua.
Oh, man. Like, no, I didn't think a naked boot for Tua. Like, I think he play action. He run back like he should do a Sanders backpedal to, like, the 20 and hit a tight end in the end zone. But naked boot, nah. Nah, but I think you got to kind of do it in the preseason to say, hey, this is what we're gonna do. Try to get the mentality of the offensive line first of all up and see that they can do it. But you know, it just didn't work. Just didn't work. Like I mean, it was bad. Like we kept on going back. Like somebody kept on running free. Like you got to know they blitz. And on that last play, dude hit the running back 5 yards back there. He lined up at 6 and he got hit at 5. Like who blocking 44? Like anybody? Like, I mean, you know, it's just, I don't know, bro.
No one at the alumni meeting is wearing a zero Wilson jersey.
No. You know that. Listen, the alumni dudes, you know, they older than me. So they only think quarterbacks come in like four numbers, 12, 13 and 17. Right. You know, the 3 and the 9, so they see 0. You know, they hot AJ Dewey, like, why they let him do that? You know, they mad.
AJ Dewey is crazy too. Let's just be honest. Can you send me the meeting notes? Did you take notes or something? Because, yeah, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, you weren't voted in. Don't worry about it. No need.
Hey, focus on next year's alumni club, bro. You got a whole year to get ready for the election.
I hear. Well, Woody, the same people, Woody, Troy, and I think PK. The incumbent's been voted back in. So that's all you need to know.
Kirby, listen, maybe TK in there.
Yeah, he's the secretary. Yeah.
He looked like a secretary.
Nat got his own street. You know, that was the big thing in the meeting. But Lamar Thomas said, you know who else got their own street? Luke. So it ain't that big a deal. Everybody laughed. So that was funny. That was pretty funny. So other than that, that's all you missed. But they did have good food. Lamb chops were on point.
Ooh.
They had some. Yeah, yeah. They had a good buffet. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And on side note, P.S. postscript to this is, I do got a checkbook, and I got the little things that, you know, the copy checks. They in there.
Stop,
you know, I got to pull them
the
out.
And the carbon
copy
checks?
With
the
back
yeah,
where
yeah,
you can
yeah.
check your last checks that you
I only pay
a carbon copy of it.
I only pay my water bill with the checks, and I take the check into the people that's behind the bulletproof glass, and I slip it through that little thing, that little slot, and they take it like change, and they tell me your check will process in 3 days, so I got to pay my bill extra early.
He pays his water bill in person with a check. What
is going on? That's a man, Hawk.
You have something on layaway at Kmart, too?
No. Blue light special. I get them things off rip. And that little buggy with the blue light special, I get them off rip. Nah.
You keep a check with you? Keep one in the back of your wallet just in case?
Yeah, I fold it up and put it in my wallet in the little, you know, little card section just in case the zombies come. I could be like, I'll write a check right now.
Those are the only people who don't take Zelle and Venmo are actual zombies. You might have to write a check. I think you might be right.
Hey, Channing, I got a check in my wallet and $100 bill. They sit in there. They probably got a serious crease in there, boy. They in there nonstop.
Same way, OG, because you're a man. I try to explain this to all.
Funny, man. You guys are funny. You can do bookkeeping for the ticket wizard, OG. You're the kind of guy he's looking for. Carbon copies of the checks. You can do your bookkeeper.
I'm going to tell you what I hate is sometime when I write the check in the imprint, I didn't press hard enough. I don't know what it is for the carbon copy. I should have pressed
Solana
hard.
Solana has no idea what we're talking about, by the way. I don't even think Solana knows when you said P.S. postscript. I don't think he's ever heard postscript before. It would be my guess.
Listen. We had to put Aranda through a whole class because he's getting checks. I mean, he writing checks. He getting checks from people. Like, we go to sign his, you know, contract. He's signing in manuscript. Like, yo, bro, you don't know how to. People going to jimmy that. People going to do that. They're going to write that all over. Like, that, you know, like great. he didn't have to write in cursive. They had iPads at Heritage. They didn't have to write in cursive. So,
that is wild.
That's crazy.
That's funny, man.
Yeah. I've right. never Rodney. Thought about that, not having
right?
to write
yeah.
your,
they don't
your,
write
your
in cursive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They,
yeah.
yeah. They didn't have to write in cursive. They had iPads. So he got an O and then the R with the little stick, you know, with the R and the little stick in the back of it. Like, that's it.
All right, Aranda. We're going way over time. We love you. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, man. All right, bro. Later.
There you go. Aranda Gadsden, we'll take a break here. We're going to be starting the 4 o'clock hour a little bit late. Just have a little patience with us. Come back with more Hockman, Crowder, and Solana.
This is Hock, Crowder, and Solana.
I don't think you could offer me any money for my dog. I love my dog.
I got $100,000 cash.
Take them.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.